And now we interrupt our regular programming to report on the latest tear in the fabric of reality. Yes, it was a good day for the British royals. The arrival of the new royal baby, little Mr. Third in Line, the first heir in this century, in this era of Twitter and Facebook. The Duchess of Cambridge delivered of a son, says the royal palace, at 4:24 p.m. local time. 4:24, new lucky number. 8 pounds and 6, the royal weight, takes its place among the lucky numbers. Gain it, lose it, it's good luck, folks. Along with the number 220713, the date. And amidst the imagined cries and moans of the delivering mom, Kate Middleton does not moan or cry. She's perfect. Hey, she produces little kings, the only woman on earth with the power to make the late Princess Diana a grandmum.
On this day, the 22nd of July, the firstborn of His Royal Highness, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
There's a tweet-like announcement of a town crier in a kilt outside of the hospital in London. The barely audible 3D postings of another era. But amidst all this, there was a pace of tweets on the royal birth for people who thought they had something to say or who just couldn't contain themselves and latched their wit onto the hashtag royalbaby. There was the news, a long-winded Daily Beast. Kate has safely delivered a son at 4:24 p.m. The baby weighs 8 pounds and 6 ounces. The more succinct Guardian, it's a boy, 8 pounds and 6 ounces, born at 4:24 p.m., The more informative Comedy Central 2 minutes later, the royal baby was born weighing 8 pounds or $5 U.S. Hey, dudes, that's more than 12 bucks U.S. Then the commentary. This royal baby is the chosen one. He will bring balance to the force, says someone claiming to be Darth Vader. The clever actress Ellen Page, whose screen teen pregnancy preceded Kate Middleton's in the movie Juno, couldn't resist.
Whoa, people seem super excited for this new British band, the royal baby.
I'm sorry, and if it is any consolation, I have heartburn that is radiating in my kneecaps.
There was some royal bodily humor. How can you tell when there's about to be a royal baby? When they start crowning, says Ellen DeGeneres. Ooh, not since Moses parted the sea has broken water attracted so much attention. Some random fellow. My two favorite tweets, though. Comedian Rob Delaney says, my life has been a caravan of pain and fear for decades, but the royal baby will turn it all around. And the slightly more earnest from our colleagues at Marketplace, Prince William will be the first member of the British royal family to take official paternity leave. A prince on paternity leave. What would that mean? Got to talk to my good friend Bob Garfield about this. Garfield, of course, is the host of On the Media, produced by a Takeaway co-producer, WNYC. Bob Garfield, welcome to The Takeaway.
Sorry, I'm still a little emotional.
Yes, of course you are. This is one of those events that you love to talk about. It's a live event. It's not sports. It's not an award show, but it's something that kind of pulls all of the media platforms together for one shining, I guess in your case, emotional moment. Assess it for
us. It certainly does. Well, you forgot one other thing. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It does. You know, Prince Justin or whatever his name is going to be will have no bearing on anything to do with the UK, much less any other institution in the world, because he's, it's a ceremonial gig. And all he is ever going to do in his life is he'll play for a while, then he'll smile and he'll wave. And, you know, that's pretty much it. And yet the world's media organizations have spent untold tens of millions of dollars to follow every bit of his gestation and now his so far short life.
Bob Garfield, host of WNYC's On the Media. Thanks so much, Bob.
My pleasure, John.